You mentioned HER2 in terms of breast cancer, but HER2 has also been looked at in ovarian cancer. And again, you've done work on that with the agent pertuzumab. How would you summarize what we know about the issue of HER2 in ovarian cancer and specifically pertuzumab?
So HER2 is not overexpressed in ovarian cancer. So you have to screen a lot of cases to find the few cases that do overexpress HER2. And even in those patients, the responses are not that particularly robust. So Herceptin's not going to be a drug used in ovarian cancer. Pertuzumab, on the other hand, works in a different way. And pertuzumab, as opposed to blocking the HER2 signaling, blocks the dimerization site of HER2. So something like HER3 can't hook onto HER2. So there's a blockage there. So it blocks HER2, HER3 dimerization. So it works in a different way than Herceptin. And there have been three trials of pertuzumab. One is a single agent study that was published in the JCO a number of years ago, a GEM placebo versus GEM pertuzumab trial. And then thirdly, a European study, Roche-sponsored study in platinum-sensitive disease using a platinum-based chemotherapy regimen with or without pertuzumab. And I think we're learning more about pertuzumab, about how it works, and then potentially drilling down to a subset of patients where it might work better than others.
When you look at those data and anything else that's out there, what's the bottom line? I mean, is there activity with this drug?
So I think it's an uncompleted story. And I can't tell you all of the data about pertuzumab, but I think it probably will still be studied in ovarian cancer.
Do you feel that there's evidence that there's anti-tumor activity with the agent in any patients?
Right. So I think that it may be that, and again, this is an evolving story, but when you look at HER3 expression levels, so mRNA expression levels of HER3, that lower HER3 levels may predict for pertuzumab
I
activity.
saw that in that paper and I didn't really understand what it meant. Just to be honest, low levels of HER3, what does that mean?
Okay, so what that means is that when you think about, it's nothing to do with protein expression levels. It all has to do with signaling through the HER2, HER3 heterodimer. So HER3 doesn't have a tyrosine kinase on it, so it needs to either bind to HER2 or HER1 so it can start to signal. It's got six docking sites on for PI3 kinase. So once it hooks on to HER2, it can become activated and then signal down the AKT pathway. So the rationale is that if you have low HER3 levels, that means that the signaling is on. It's on through HER2, HER3, because it downregulates HER3 expression. If you have high HER3 levels, it means that the cancer is not really working through HER2, HER3.